40 million federal student loan
borrowers. Thank you.
They'll restart their repayment program January 31st of 2022. To help us get some information on this is Brian Walsh. He's the SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning and Student Loan Expert. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, not too bad. Let's talk about the whole federal student loan repayment freeze. Talk a little bit about the freeze and why is it ending now where we're at?
Yeah, so if you go back to March of 2020, as part of the COVID relief package, the federal government suspended payments and interest on almost all federal student loans. And that got extended a couple times, and the final extension is going through January 31st of 2022. So about 40 million federal student loan borrowers are going to have to start making payments again here in a couple months.
So what actions should they be taking right now to prepare for that?
Yeah, so we generally, as we work with people, we kind of break it down into two groups. Group number one would be, unfortunately, if you're still having financial trouble due to the pandemic, then reach out to your loan servicer and explore some options like income-driven repayment, which kind of caps your payments as a percentage of your income, or even maybe deferment or forbearance, depending on what's going on. And then the other group would be if you're in a solid financial spot, then we're working through, hey, does it make sense to refinance or just continue payments as is and kind of going from there.
So what determines, what are the factors that determine what's best related to whether just stick with what you have or consolidate or maybe change up how the loan is being paid?
Yeah, it really all boils down to if your priority is to minimize the amount that you pay right now or minimize the amount that you pay over the lifetime of the loan. So if you're focused on right now, then maybe you could consolidate your federal loans together and stretch it out and reduce your payments. But if you want to, you know, minimize what you pay over the long term, that's where refinancing comes into play, because refinancing, you can, you know, potentially lower your interest rate or make extra payments, which means you pay less interest over the lifetime of the student loan.
Any thoughts of whether there will be an extension on the extension or anything like that?
Well, I never say never when it comes to public policy, but the Biden administration was pretty clear in the last extension. They laid out and said, hey, this is the final extension. We're doing this so that way you have time to get ready for it and figure out what's going to be best for you. So the fact that they were so clear about that has me planning as if this is the final extension.
So we'll talk about some of the things that SoFi is able to help out with related to this, if you could.
Yeah, so SoFi offers student loan refinancing. So if you are, you know, looking to potentially lower your interest rate, you can go on SoFi.com and check your rate to see what it would be. And then we also offer a ton of resources. My team is a team of financial planners that can help kind of figure out what's best for you, or we have a ton of educational content on student loans.
Somewhere along the way, I thought I heard that some of these loans might be written off. Is that so, and what are the parameters, if so?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think we've been getting a ton of questions like this over the course of the last couple of years. As of right now, the idea of like broad loan forgiveness by the government is something that hasn't really come to fruition, because there's no clear consensus on what that path forward is going to be. So we're encouraging people, if you have federal student loans, plan on repaying those student loans starting in February. That being said, there's been more targeted loan forgiveness, like if you work for a public service organization, things like that with that program. So I think if that applies to you, then it's certainly worth exploring your options to see if that'll make sense.
Again, if people want to find out more about what's going on or just getting prepared or at least making sure that they're ready to go and somewhat financially stable, where's a good place to get some information on this?
Yeah, I think number one, make sure you know who your loan servicer is, so go online there. And then number two, you could go to SoFi.com to check out all the resources that we have available.
Sounds good. Brian, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Brian Walsh joining us, SoFi's Manager of Financial Planning and Student Loan Expert, here to talk about that. Again, the repayment moratorium expires on January 31st, 2022. And people need to get back in the swing. And if they've been out of that sort of routine, they got to kind of get back into it. But as they also talked about there, make sure you communicate with your lender to make sure you know you're doing right things and everything's going where they need to go.